We salute Tritha Sinha,
the Bengali sparkler who channels punk and pensive in her two bands, Tritha Electric
and Space. Her bewitching vocals and inventive compositions explode the potential of classical music training
and give fighting talk to women's rights across India.
We harmonized in Delhi's Lodhi Gardens at dusk as the crows came in to roost. Bollywood, the Bollywood-dominated market expects or demands a certain aesthetic from women. How do you negotiate that?
This has happened a lot when I go abroad, actually. Like, they always expect me to sing very high-pitched and, like, in a very typical way and singing love songs. Even now, like, when we play in some venues, they come and, you know, some audience actually comes and says, oh, yeah, sing a Bollywood song and... But I guess you have to stick to what you believe, you know, at some point and say no sometimes, or say that, okay, this is my song and this might remind you of something. It's a love song too. But the independent music scene right now in India, I think, is growing. Like, it's the time. And all the musicians, all the organizers who are supporting independent music, it's now that we have to fight, we have to make our presence. Otherwise, it's very easy to just surrender to formula music, you know. I have a song called Pagli, which is talking about a mad woman on the streets of Kolkata, and this song has become a rage. What it means is just celebrate insanity, like, you know, like, don't get scared by it. Yourself or the people around you. So.
Chakun takun boli, chakun takun boli, chakun takun boli, chakun takun boli, chakun takun boli. Amar ne kono bhoy. তখন তখন বলি আমার নে কোনো ভয়, যখন তখন বলি আমার নে কোনো ভয়, আশা শ্রাবণে আমি উল্টো পায়, যখন তখন বলি আমার নে কোনো ভয়, আশা শ্রাবণে আমি যে উল্টো পাই, পাগলি আমি পাগলি, পাগলি আমি পাগলি, পাগলি আমি পাগলি, পাগলি আমি পাগলি।
আমার নে কোনো
ami pagli, pagli ami pagli, hai pagli ami pagli.
Is it difficult to break into playing at venues and at different spaces?
No, it's just it's rather a bit new for them also to see women solely doing everything, like not just the singing but also composing and then doing the whole electronics loops, and I compose stuff live, I work with softwares, and so it's very new for Indians to see this. And for us also, we feel good because we are into that whole movement that Indian women have to come out of their shell and do different things than what they're always seen doing. And so Space, my project, is about that. Like, we write songs about women's liberation, and we have some songs called Kali's Forest, which is about a woman who fights against physical domestic abuse and manages to kill her partner, buries him in a forest, and how she wails and how she laughs and cries. And we do that on stage, like as an outro of this song.
A deafening silence surrounds my soul. I walk back through it.
Kalyani Kharpadarini Girija Ghanashyama Chandika Chhatradarini.
You grew up in Calcutta. How has Bengali culture influenced your work?
I'm like a prodigal daughter of Bengal. But it mostly happened for me when I left Calcutta, like, which was about 3-4 years back, when I decided to be a songwriter. That's when I suddenly saw that I'm actually writing in Bengali. Like, when I was in Calcutta, I was writing in Hindi and English and thinking Bengali is not so cool. But I'm happy because I think this is the way to get back to my roots. And I'm very Bengali. I miss fish. I wrote a song called Fish Market in Delhi because I was tired of tandoori chicken. You know, and I wrote this song about, like, all the names of fish in Bengali. I mentioned this in this punk song, and my frustrations of not having fish was coming out. And I kind of talked about also the political system in Delhi being the capital and having a very strong political atmosphere. So I had seen TV once, and I saw politicians fighting in the parliament with each other against some petty issue, and I thought it was like a fish market. So that's Bengali for you.
Rui katla mach ami bodo bhalo khai khai bhetki patori chigri malai kari chai chai alu begun potol de banai ami patta chol churi alu bhaja sathe macher matha toya mol bhajo tumi amai dekhe ki bolche pagli meta jano na to hoye geche macher bazare deshta macher bazar macher bazar macher bazar hoye geche deshta.
You've talked about how Space came about, but how did it come about that you'd be performing with two French musicians?
I happened to go to France 8 years ago for spending the summer, also for a love story. And being a musician, I tried to go to as many concerts as I could, and also just random bars where music is very prevalent, and somehow musicians also busk there, so I could just stand for hours listening to a violin or a saxophonist, and which is very different than our country. I mean, normally here it's not musicians who do that. It's beggars who sit and sing just to have some coins, you know. But there it's taken in a very different way. And eventually I also started getting some offers to sing and collaborate with some musicians. Absolutely in the beginning it started with doing some house concerts of some Indian classical musicians. I sang for a journalist in Le Monde who wanted to do a birthday party for his mother who loved Indian classical music, and they paid me something, and some women wanted to learn vocals from me, saying that Western classical is too difficult and you sing so easily, can you teach us, it feels like meditation. And so, and they were offering me many euros for doing a class with them, so I was like, yeah, totally, I mean, it's so good. So it started like that, and in the last 2 years, actually, it has come to a point where now I have actually a bigger band in Paris than even India. Like, I have musicians which go up to 10 or 11 in a band.
With all these linguistic confluences, what's the creative process like in both bands?
I guess we don't talk too much, like, we just go inside and Paul takes the drumsticks and starts playing something. Tony starts playing a riff and I start singing on it. Most of the time I'm singing something very melodic, and at some point there is this need of lyrics which comes about. So right now I'm taking care of that because, like, it's like the mic is always in front of me, though I'm trying to push them also to sing. So they have actually started singing a bit in Bengali, like in some songs. And I think that's very interesting, the fact that they give that energy and also that they don't mind which language it is in. I mean, we're really connecting in a very musical way. The punk and the grunge thing happened actually because of Tony and Paul. Like, I never thought I'll sing in a rock or a punk band. And the fact that we are together, we can depend on each other, we can trust each other when we play music together. We know, like, okay, if one is kind of improvising, the others are going to support, you know. So that way, for me, it's really like a musical ocean. Like, I just like to surf in this outfit I have.
When we saw you perform last week, your voice evoked several strong female musicians for us. Who are some musicians that you admire?
Actually, many. I really like Bjork. I like Abida Parveen. I like Sushila Raman. Actually, I love all of them. I love their singing styles and their boldness. They taught me a lot. Like, their songs taught me so much. Not about singing, but just about confidence in singing and being bold in your self-expression. So we are sitting in Delhi, very close to a place called Nizamuddin, and it has the tomb of the saint called Nizamuddin, who was apparently a very beautiful man living in the 12th century. In the Mughal time, when all the Mughal kings were fighting with each other, and he was walking on the roads, and everyone would just look at him, and he would just spread love and peace. So it's a song about him. Thank you.
শয়নে স্বপনে দেখি আসি ওলে বুজুর্গান রাস্তায় নাপে কত লোকে করিতে যে সন্ধান করিতে যে সন্ধান রাস্তা থামায় দেখো কাফিলা এলো দিল্লিতে নিজামুদ্দিন ওলে আইলো দিল্লিতে নিজামুদ্দিন ওলে নিজামুদ্দিন ওলিয়া 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 শয়নে স্বপনে দেখি আসি ওলে বুজুর্গান রাস্তায় নাপে কত লোকে করিতে যে সন্ধান করিতে যে সন্ধান রাস্তা থামায় দেখো কাফেলা এলো দিল্লিতে নিজামুদ্দিন ওলিয়া এলো দিল্লিতে নিজামুদ্দিন ওলিয়া
This piece was produced by Meera Sharma and Henry Peck.
Magical. This has been Almira Radio. Thank you for listening.